Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU. Along with Andy, I'm Dave Cruz and
Dave
Donnie. We're all here and we're all ready for a big smile.
Good, because I think this is really going to warm your heart. So there is a family in Philadelphia who they're doing something together that the grandfather has been doing for a long time now, and it helps the community. And I think it's really cool that he has not only his children, but now his grandchildren involved in this. So the guy's name is Chris, and what he does is they collect old kind of tattered bicycles that people don't want anymore, and they spruce them up, and then they give them to charity.
Wow.
So, yeah, CBS3 just did a piece on this. And so Chris's 9-year-old daughter or granddaughter, Sophia, was out there painting the bike. And she said, you know, you have to have a really steady hand.
Yeah, because it's great to get the whole family involved.
Yeah,
right?
And they really put their hearts into it. Yeah. You know, like they're not just like, clean it up and let's, you know, move on and whatever. Like, and he's been doing this for a really long time. So it's really turned into a whole family affair. And every year they give away at least 125 bikes
to the
Shriners
Holy
Hospital
cow.
And stuff like that. Yeah, so to these organizations that are really in need. And because of the publicity, he was able to just make a connection with like a junkyard so that they're able to like in a recycling plant. So they're able to kind of put things together. And he's hoping that every year they could do at least 200 bikes now.
Oh my gosh. That is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for being our cup of joy.
It's the Andy Summers Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
Who needs a cup of joe when you have a cup of joy?
What do you have for us, Andy?
Well, I want to tell you about Clarence Bush, who lives in South Carolina. He's 91 years old, and he has just received an honorary diploma from Silver Bluff High School.
Okay.
Why? Wow. Well, Clarence had to drop out of school in the third grade because he needed to work in order to support his family.
Oh.
So think about that. In third grade, you're like 8 or 9 years old. Yeah.
Man.
Yep. And he had to drop out. So he never actually graduated, but he has since gone on to become a successful business owner in the area, so his high school honored him.
At what age?
91.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Congratulations, buddy.
Wake up with a smile. Here's your cup of joy.
And not just a smile, but Andy, you said maybe a date?
Yes. Yes. Okay. How you're going to find your next date. Maybe even the woman of your dreams.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Setting the bar high. What's happening?
So there's this woman in the Philadelphia area. Her name is Kristen Kidd, and she's a photographer. And for years, she has been taking photographs of pets and their humans.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
And what she has found throughout the years is that there is a really strong connection, especially between dogs and their humans. And a lot of times, especially with women, the dogs have kind of been their BFF and helped them get through some really rough times in their life, overcome some major obstacles. So she put a couple of books together, the latest of which has raised over $10,000 for the Brandywine Valley SPCA.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what these books are pictures of dogs and their female humans and the beautiful stories of how the dogs have helped these women get through their tough times.
Oh, that's really sweet.
So
yeah.
My thought, Dave, since you are a dog lover, and it would be ideal for you to then fall in love with another dog lover.
That would be ideal.
I want you to get Kristen Kidd's books.
Okay.
And find a couple of these women and contact them. I think it would be better than any dating app.
Which I have a lot of and should delete.
And I mean, they're beautiful. They're beautiful stories.
Okay.
They're, yeah. We'll make sure that we have all the info up on 925xtu.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.